弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
新年好。
Happy New Year.
感谢主，主给我们，还给我们时日活在世界上。
We thank the Lord, He still gives us days and time in this world.
也给我们时间，让我们做一个警醒祷告的人。
He gives us time to be a person who's on watch and pray.
但愿在这一个年里，新年的里头。
May we in this new year.
我们里头都有一个余民的心。
That we will have a heart of a remnant within.
我们也愿意做神忠心的好仆人。
Then we'll be willing to be God's good servant, good and faithful servant.
今天早上我想跟弟兄姊妹交通，可以说一个题目呢，叫做公义树。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters the topic about the tree of righteousness.
Trees.
The trees of righteousness.
哎呀，是许多公义树。
Many trees.
那这个不过是那个以赛亚书六十一章里面的一句话。
This is the words taken from Isaiah chapter 61.
我们先读一下前前后后的一些经节。
Let's read some Bible verses.
我们先看看一下。我们先看一下以赛亚书第看好。第六十章。
Let's first turn to Isaiah chapter 60.
我们看第十五节。
We'll start from verse 15.
对不起，我们看六十章第一节。
Actually, first verse 1 of chapter 60.
六十章第一节。
Isaiah 60, verse 1.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
Isaiah 60 verse 1 Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
这一句话是耶和华对耶路撒冷说的。
These words are uttered from the Lord towards the Jerusalem.
然后耶和华说你的光现在已经来到。
And the Lord God said your light is come.
我们再看六十章第十五节。
Then we look at verse 15 of the same chapter.
这也是耶和华神对耶路撒冷说的。
This is also spoken by the Lord to Jerusalem.
你虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华，成为历代的喜乐。
Verse 15, Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations.
那到我们现在再来看六十一章第一节到第四节。
Let's look at chapter 61, verses 1 through 4.
到第五节，对不起。
To verse 5.
这是主的仆人，就是他说，他告诉我们他的那个仆人，是这个仆人所说的话。
This is spoken by the servant, that servant of the Lord. He spoke these words.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠给西安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤的灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Verse 1.
他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处，重修历代荒凉的城。
Verse 1, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our Lord, of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness,that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.
我们再读一下62章第一节。
Chapter 62, verse 1.
这里是这个耶和华的仆人所说的话。
These are words spoken by that servant of the Lord God.
他接着说的。
He continued to say,
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
Verse 1, For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth.
那我们再读一下62章第6节。
Verse 6 of chapter 62.
还有第7节。
And verse 7.
这个是他的耶和华的仆人对耶路撒冷说的。
This is Jehovah's servant speaking to Jerusalem.
第六节，耶路撒冷啊，我要在你的城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们心实在是赞美你。
Lord, our hearts praise you.
主啊，因为在一切的失败、一切的软弱、一切的荒凉之上，主啊，你是坐坐为王。
Because upon all the failures, all the desolations, all the weaknesses, you are there enthroned as king.
许多许多年，你的百姓、你的仆人们失败了，但是主，你永远不失败。
All these years, your people and your servants have failed, but you never fail.
你所要的也不失败。
And what you want will not fail.
你所要的是耶路撒冷成为你的见证。
You want Jerusalem to be your testimony.
你所要的是你的百姓为你的荣耀而活。
What you want is for your people to live for your glory.
你所要的是你的锡安，是把救恩，把你的公义照亮全地。
And what you want is for Zion to shine forth as the brightness and of your righteousness.
主啊，你永远不失败。
Lord, you never fail.
主啊，我们感谢你到今天还把这样的话来向我们鼓励。
Lord, we thank you for today. You are encouraging us with these words.
主啊，请你说话，你的仆人们静听。
Lord, speak. Your servants heareth.
主啊，真是我们感谢你，你永远要让我们再一次起来来跟随你。
Lord, forever you want your servants to rise up and follow you.
主，求你今天也透过我们话语的软弱，把你的心意放在我们的里头。
Lord, today you through our words of weakness that you will still speak forth your heart desire.
好让我们再一次得到你的鼓励。
That once again we'll be encouraged by you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，这几个早上，主给我在弟兄姊妹中间的负担是说到从渔民剩余之民到仆人。
So brothers and sisters, for these few mornings, the burden from the Lord is to share with you from the remnant to the servants.
这以赛亚书是何等宽广的一本书。
The book of Isaiah is truly broad.
几乎说到我们全部的救恩。
It talks about our whole, almost our whole salvation.
但是那里有一个线，好像我们可以从那个线看看的话呢，我们就可以在某一方面得到一点点。
And yet there is a thread, and if we look at it from this point of view of this thread, you can receive something.
我们想在这个以赛亚的心里面，渔民、仆人和他的仆人是一个很重的事情。
I believe in the heart of Isaiah, the remnant, his servant, and all the servants is something that's really weighs heavily on his heart.
那我们第一天我们已经把这个从渔民、剩余之民到仆人这件事情，稍微说了一下。
So on the first day, we slightly explained from remnant to the servant.
那我想再跟弟兄姊妹解释一下，我们中文圣经呢，这个剩余之民这个字呢，有好几个不一样的说法，不一样的记载。
And so I'd like to explain again in our Chinese Bible that we have several slightly different translation of the word remnant.
有的呢是说余数，剩下来的数目。
Sometimes it's translated as the number that the remainder numbers.
有的时候呢翻译成余种。
Sometimes they talk about the seed, the seeds that's left.
那可是无论如何呢，这个意思就是很都是同样的意思。
No matter what, they have the same meaning.
那过去的一两天，我们交通了许多。
So in the last 2 days, we shared a lot.
感谢主，我们昨天晚上我们弟兄也交通了许多。
I thank the Lord, our brother last night also shared a lot.
所以我想弟兄姊妹对于这个渔民这件事情里头有一个概念。
I believe, brothers and sisters, now in your heart you have a concept of this remnant.
那渔民最重要的事情就是他们里头有一个心是跟主连在一起的。
The most important thing of the remnant is that within their hearts are connected with the Lord.
好像主的心思成为他们的心思。
It's as if the heart and mindset of our Lord has become their mindset.
好像主的感觉成了他们的感觉。
The Lord's feeling has become their feelings.
是非常宝贵的一件事。
It's truly very precious.
我盼望这一次聚会之后，若是弟兄姊妹忘了我所说的一切的话，不要忘了这个。
I hope that after this meeting, if you forget everything that I said, don't forget this.
但愿我们里头有像渔民那样的心。
May we all have this heart of the remnant.
就是主的心思。成为我们的心思。
That is the heart and mind of our Lord. It becomes our heart and mind.
主的感觉成为我们里头的感觉。
The Lord's feelings become our feelings.
那今天我们昨天跟弟兄姊妹提到的是这个以赛亚书第四十二章。
Yesterday we were sharing upon Isaiah chapter 42.
这里呢是耶和华在以赛亚书里头第一次把他的真正所要的仆人亮在我们的面前。
This is the first time the Lord God has shown and displayed to us what that servant he wants in his heart.
那我们今天不会回头再看这件事情。不过你若是看的话，你就发觉里面有两样事情。
We will not go back and look at it today, but if you look at it, you will discover two things.
这里头有恩典。
Within there is grace and mercy.
在里头也有真理，或者还有或者所谓的公理。
And within there is the truth and the judgment.
当主的话说，压伤的芦苇我不折断，将残的灯火我不熄灭，这里是他的怜悯，是他的恩典。
When the Lord says that the bruised reed he shall not break, and when a smoking flax that he will quench not, this is his grace and his mercy.
当他在这里告诉我们说是我这个仆人来，他要把真理传到万邦，这里是讲到他讲的公理传到万邦，这里的强调的地方是真理。
When he talks about when he comes and will bring forth the judgment to the earth, and here is talking about the truth.
在那里有一句话，他说要依照真实啊，把公理传到外邦。其实这个意思呢，是说把公理传到外邦，让外邦，对不起，把公理传出来，好让我们知道什么是真理。
And where it says it shall bring forth judgment unto truth, so that we would all know this truth.
所以我们听我们姊妹的英文所读的就是很清楚 ，judgment unto truth.
So in the English version, it's clear. It's bringing the judgment forth unto truth.
目的。是要让我们都知道什么是 truth， 什么是真理。
The purpose is for us all to know what is this truth.
那第三个地方，这个四十二章前面几句话所说到的，是说到他说啊，我这个仆人啊，要做约，做众民的约，做我百姓的约。
The third point is talking about the servant will be the covenant, this covenant for all.
这句话在那个时候你不会懂的。
At that time, you will not understand about it.
可是在新约的时候你就懂了。
But in the New Testament, you will understand.
以赛亚说，说是这一个人要来做约。
Isaiah says this man will be this covenant.
哪里有人做约的呢？
How can there be such a person who can be a covenant?
感谢主，我们现在是蒙恩的人。
And yet, thank the Lord, we today are saved by grace.
我们知道这个约。是在我们主耶稣基督的身上实现 guarantee。
We know that this covenant has become real upon our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the guarantee.
我们也知道这个约只有他能够保证。
And we know only him can guarantee this covenant.
石头板子不能保证。
The stone tablets cannot give you guarantee.
一本书也不能保证。
A book cannot give you a guarantee.
只有这个人来是保证。
Only this man who came can be that guarantee.
我们若是跟随他。
If we follow him.
这个神的约就在我们的身上能够实现。
God's covenant can be realized upon us.
我们若是不跟随他，不靠着他。
If we do not follow him, do not rely on him.
神跟我们立的约，对我们来说只是说说而已。
If God has given us this covenant, that's only words.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶稣来成为这个约。
Jesus has become that covenant.
它里面的内容是恩典，它里面的内容是真理。
The substance is truth and the grace.
道成肉身来到我们的住在我们的中间充充满满有恩典与真理。
Word became flesh, has dwelt among us and full of grace and full of truth.
这个恩典和真理不是从律法来的。
This truth and grace does not come from the law.
只有从耶稣基督来。
It only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是约翰福音第一章的话。
These are words from chapter 1 of John.
那在我们那个图看到四十二章的图画的最后一点。
So the last point we see from the picture in chapter 42.
让人得自由。
Is to give freedom to people.
让人的眼睛得开。
Open the blind's eyes.
感谢主，我们看这些故事。
We thank the Lord. We look at these stories.
我们知道只有耶稣来。
We know only Jesus came.
在他的恩典里面，在他的真理里。
Within his grace and within his truth.
人的眼睛开了。
When the blind's eyes see.
人被从罪里面被释放了。
Man has been delivered, given freedom from sin.
但是我们要记得。
Yet we need to remember.
代价是他付的。
The price has been paid by him.
若是他没有付这个代价。
If he did not pay the price.
这些都是空的。
This is all empty.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是我们从以赛亚书第四十二章我们所看见。
This is what we see from Isaiah chapter 42.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道从我们这个线来看的话呢。
So brothers and sisters, if we look at it from this thread,
当耶和华说看那我的仆人，
when the Lord God said, "Behold my servant,"
那意思是说我们看他，我们要学他的。
That means we should look at him, behold him, and we learn of him.
感谢主，我们大家都有这个心愿，要做主的仆人。
And we thank the Lord. We all have this heart desire to want to be the Lord's servant.
在他的家中服侍。
And to serve in his house.
那么当耶和华说看那我的仆人的时候，
When the Lord God said, Behold my servant.
我们这些里头有一点愚民的心的人，
We who have a little bit of that heart of the emperor.
我们这些有心愿要做他仆人的人，
We who have a little desire to become his servant.
特别要好好看他的仆人，
We need to especially pay attention to behold his servant.
好让我们自己知道我们怎么做仆人，
So that we know how we can be servants.
我们昨天也提过，
We mentioned yesterday.
最实际的方，实际的事情是
The most practical thing is
主要我们这些做仆人的做一个管道。
The Lord wants us to be servants as channels too.
好让基督的生命，
So that the life of Christ
他的恩典，
His grace
他的真理，
His truth
可以从我们中间流过去
Can flow through from us.
这个里头的内容不是你也不是我，
The substance is not you nor me.
不是你的好，也不是我的好。
It's not your goodness. It's not my goodness.
因为我们什么都没有。
Because we don't have anything.
我们所有的义都是破烂的衣服。
All the righteousness we have are just old rags.
我们的爱都是有限的。
Our love is limited.
但是这个耶稣，他的爱是没有限制的。
Yet this Jesus, his love is without limitation.
他的真理也是没有限制的。
His truth is without limitation.
神一切的真理在他身上完完全全地表现出来。
God's truth and can be displayed completely through him.
你越看他，你越认识他，越知道这是真的。
The more you see it, the more you know about it, the more you know it's true.
所以我们做管道要带出来的是什么呢？
So as channels, what are we supposed to bring forth?
是基督的生命。
That's the life of Christ.
是基督的恩典。
It's the grace of Christ.
是基督的真理。
It's the truth of Christ.
我们这一两天感谢主，主给我们让我们心里面是充满了这些恩典，充满了怜悯。
We thank the Lord for the last 2 days in our hearts. We are filled with grace and we are filled with mercy.
那我们弟兄也告诉我们说，我们若是真正是一个承受怜悯的人，
our brother,
我们才能做一个把怜悯 给出去的人。
A brother also told us if we truly want to be a person who can give mercy, we must first receive mercy.
恩典也是一样。
It's the same with grace.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
那我们若是没有接受主的恩典的话，我们没有恩典可以给出去。
If we did not receive grace from the Lord, we have no grace to give out.
这两天当我考虑这些事的时候
，The last 2 days I've been thinking and pondering about these.
约翰二书有一句话很帮助我。
In Second John, there are some words that truly help me.
就是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
神的真理。
The truth of God.
神的的恩典。
The grace of God.
神的怜悯。
God's grace, the mercy of God.
这些字眼你怎么你把它放在哪里
？No matter where you place these terms.
Where do you put them?
Where do you put them?
就是他们彼此之间的关系是怎么样的
？What's the relationship between these words?
老约翰在约翰二书里头有一句话。
The old brother John has spoken these words in Second John.
那约翰二书第我看哈。约翰二书第二节
Second John verse 2
第三节对不起
Verse 3 excuse me
第三节
Verse
3恩典怜悯平安从这是他一个祝福哈恩典恩惠怜悯平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在
This is his blessing or benediction, verse 3. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love.
他这一句话里面说了好多东西。
So he has spoken many things in these words.
可是我们把它破开的话，给我们对我自己是有帮助。
So if we break them up, it was helpful for me.
他这里先说到三件事情是 grace, mercy and peace, 就是恩典、怜悯和平安。
First, he mentioned about 3 things, grace, mercy, and peace.
那最后呢，说到 truth and love, 真理和爱心。
And towards the end, he mentioned the truth and love.
那中间呢，他说到从父来的和从儿子来的。
And in between, he mentioned from the Father and from the Son.
那这些呢，恩惠、怜悯、平安，这都是说到从神来的。这个真理和爱心也都是说到神来的。
And so grace, mercy, and peace is from God, and also truth and love is from God.
那我们在，你把这东西怎么放呢？就是说，哪个在哪里呢
？So where do you put these things? Where do you place it?
那我想呢，我们前两天呢，这个 Christmas.
A few days ago, we have Christmas.
大家寄邮包寄了很多。
A lot of people send packages around.
你想哈，就是有一天邮差拿来给你3个邮包。
If you think about it, one day if a mailman give you 3 packages,
那有一个邮包呢叫做恩典。
One of them is called grace.
有一个邮包呢叫做怜悯。
One of them is called mercy.
有另外一个邮包呢叫做平安。
There's this other package called peace.
你把它打开了。
If you open them.
你把那个恩典那个邮包打开了。
If you open up the package that says grace.
你看见什么呢
？What do you see?
你看见神的爱。
You see.
还有神的真理。
You see God's love and God's truth.
你把第二个邮包你再打开了。
You open up the second package.
这个邮包名字叫做怜悯。
And the package says mercy.
你把它打开了。
If you open it up.
你看见什么呢
？What do you see?
你又是看见神的真理和神的爱。
Again, you see God's truth and God's love.
那第三个邮包叫做平安。
And the third package is called peace.
平安你给它打开了。
If you open it up.
你再看你是什么东西呢
？Again, what do you see?
你里头看到的就是神的真理和神的爱。
You will see God's truth and God's love again.
那这个邮包是谁拿从哪里寄来的呢
？And so where does do these packages come from?
这个邮包呢是从父和他的儿子寄来的。
It comes from the Father and His Son.
所以我想他这句话就是这个意思。
That's what these words mean.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
恩典和怜悯临到我们在不一样的情形之下临到我们。
So grace and mercy come upon us under different circumstances.
当我们痛苦的时候
When we are in pain.
当我们觉得我们是不配的仆人的时候
When we feel we are unworthy servants.
当我们真正是心里忧伤、 痛悔的时候。
When we truly have this contrite and repentant heart.
从父神和他的儿子就有怜悯临到我们的身上。
From our Father in heaven and His Son, this mercy comes upon us.
当我们在日常过日子的时候。
When we go on our daily lives.
当我们需要认识我们的主的时候。
When we need to get to know our Lord.
我们觉得不容易认识他。
We feel it's hard to get to know him.
当我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们觉得圣经不容易懂
We feel that it's hard to understand.
当主给我一点感动让我去看望弟兄姊妹的时候
When the Lord gives me some prompting to go and visit some brothers and sisters,
我觉得没有话可以说
I feel I have no words to speak to them.
我觉得我心里准备没有准备好
I feel I'm not prepared in my heart.
有恩典给我
And there's grace given to me.
当我要把福音带给四周围的人的时候
When I bring out the gospel to people around me,
我觉得我拙口笨舌
I feel I'm not eloquent.
我觉得我里头的爱心也不够
I don't feel I have enough love with
him. 我觉得我对我的主也不够认识
I feel I don't have enough understanding of my Lord.
他有恩典给我
He has grace for me.
让我可以把他的福音带给我四周围的邻舍
So that I can bring out his glad tidings to my neighbors.
当我在弟兄姊妹中间有难处我需要尽力我需要摆上我需要奉献的时候
When there's difficulties in my brothers and sisters I need to offer and give more
我觉得我自己没有力量
I feel I don't have the strength
我自己也没有办法把这些事情看清楚
I feel I have no way to look at things clearly
主有他的怜悯给我
The Lord has his mercy for me
主有他的恩典给我
The Lord has his grace for me
让我有力量
So that I have strength
成为别人的祝福
To become a blessing for others
所以感谢主我想这是一个很比较简单可是相当清楚的一个图样
So I thank the Lord this is something rather simple and clear a picture
约翰说
John said
恩典和真理都是从基督来的
Grace and the truth all came from Christ
所以弟兄姊妹我们是需要我们做他仆人的一定要做这个恩典和真理的管道
So as servants for him, we must be a channel for the grace and the truth.
若是我说，哎呀，我不够认识我的主，我也不够认识真是神的真理，那怎么办？
If I say I don't know my Lord enough, I don't know the truth enough of God, what should I do?
神对我们不会有太高的要求。
God does not have too much requirement for us.
我知道我的主，他为我流血，为我的舍命，为我舍命，他是我的，不但是我的救主，而是我的主，就够了。
I know that our Lord has, my Lord has shed his life, give up his life for me and shed his blood for me, and that's enough for me.
当我们年日长大，我们经历的多，在主面前经历的多的时候，我们对他的认识自然会增加。
As we grow more mature, the days are longer, then we know more, our understanding of him be more.
这都是主在他的恩典里面一定会给我们。
This is what the Lord will give us in his grace.
说到我们做仆人
When we talk about servants,
这圣经里面给我们一个图画
There's a picture given to us in the Bible
我觉得对我很有帮助
I feel that's very helpful to me
这个是在士师记第九章
That's in the book of Judges, chapter 9
说到有一个人他的名字叫约坦
It talked about a man with the name of Jotham
对约坦呢他的哥哥他好几个七十个哥哥都给杀了
He has many brothers, 70 brothers have been killed
那他就到了山上
And he went to the mountain.
就像这个百姓说了一些话
And he spoken to his people.
这里头说到了三个树
He talked about three trees.
那他这个我们看一下好不好
Let's turn to that place.
士师记第九章
Judges chapter 9.
Okay.他说第八节哈，有一时树木要高一树为王，管理他们，就去对橄榄树说，请你做我们的王。第九节，橄榄树回答说，我岂肯止住供奉神明和尊重人的油，飘飘在众树之上呢？
That's Judges verse 9 verse 8. The trees went forth on a time to anoint the king over them, and they said unto the olive tree.Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness with me? They honor God and men, and go to be promoted over the trees.
第十节
Verse 10.
树木又对，因为这个橄榄它不要做王嘛，啊，现在树木呢就要跟无花果树说，树木对无花果树说，请你来做我们的王。无花果树说， 我岂肯止住结甜美的果子飘飘在众树之上呢？
So the olive tree is unwilling. So now verse 10, the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees?
所以这里我们看见无花果树也不愿意做他们的王。
So we see the fig tree is not willing either to be their king.
所以第十二节
Verse 12.
树木对葡萄树说请你来做我们的王。葡萄树回答说我岂肯止住使神明与人喜乐的新酒飘飘在众树之上呢。
Verse 12 then said the trees unto the vine, Come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, Should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees?
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这给我们一个图画。
So thank the Lord, this gives us a picture.
这个人约坦。
This man Jotham.
他说到了三个树。
He talks about three trees.
葡萄树、无花果树和和那个橄榄树
the vine, the fig tree, and the olive tree.
他们都不愿意飘飘在众树之上
They all do not want to be promoted over the trees.
他们都不愿意在人头上骑在人头上做王
They do not want to reign over the others.
他们唯一要做的事是把他们的果子贡献出来
The only thing that they want to do is to give and offer people their fruits.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这给我们一个很好的一个仆人的图样。
Dear brothers and sisters, this gives us a very good picture of being servants.
难道仆人是一个地位吗
？Is being servant a position?
难道仆人是要骑在人的头上吗
？Is a servant should be promoted over other people?
难道仆人是要做别人的王吗
？Should they be king or reign over others?
都不是。
That's all wrong.
仆人要把那个果子 来给神给人
The servants will offer their fruits to God and to men.
叫神得到荣耀，要人得到享用
So that God will gain glory and men can gain the enjoy them.
是弟兄姊妹，这个是神所要求他仆人要真正做到
And this is what God wants his servants to truly do it.
也是我们每个人都让我们怎么讲？我们都应该做这样的仆人。
And we should all be servants like this.
这新约里头，这个加拉太书讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And the New Testament in the book of Galatians talked about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们若是说我们没有什么可以给人家。
If we say we have nothing to give others.
当你看加拉太书那个讲到圣灵的果子的时候。
When you look at Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit.
你要说感谢主，我的确有东西可以给人。
You should say, thank the Lord, I truly have something to give others.
我为什么有这些东西可以给人呢
？How come I have these things to give?
因为圣灵在我里头有地位。
Because the Holy Spirit has a position within me.
圣灵在我的里头有引领。
The Holy Spirit has guidance within me.
圣灵把神的大爱浇灌在我的里头。
Holy Spirit has poured down the great love of God within
me. 我有这些果子可以给别人。
I have this fruit to offer to others.
仁爱。
Love.
喜乐。
Joy.
和平。
Peace.
忍耐。
Patience.
恩慈
kindness
良善
goodness
顺从
faithfulness of obedience
你是对的
faithfulness
还有节制
self-control
还有一个我忘了
gentleness
所以不管如何弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们不能说我们没有果子的
we cannot claim that we have no fruit
是不是
isn't that right
可能我脾气大我没有节制
maybe I have a great temper I have no self-control
可是主有他的爱在我的身上
but the Lord has his love upon me
我可以有果子的
I can have this fruit
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
we thank the Lord brothers and sisters
神要我们做他的仆人
God wants us to be his servants
要我们把他的生命带出来
so that we can bring forth his life
这个是可能的
this is possible
一定可能的
It has to be possible.
使徒保罗在他的书信里面
The Apostle Paul says in his epistles.
说了几句话很有意思
He said these interesting words.
那个使徒保罗是一个蒙怜悯蒙恩典的人
The Apostle Paul has been saved by grace.
他曾经说了一句话
He received much mercy and he said these words.
他说做老师的很多可是做父亲为父的为师，对不起，为师的虽然有一万，但是为父的很少。
And there are many to be teachers, but there are very few to be fathers.
所以弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
你若是没有东西，很多东西可以教导别人，感谢主。
If you have a lot to teach others, thank the Lord.
因为你可以有一个为父的心。
Because you also have the father of the heart of a father.
那 保罗还有一句话是在哥林多前书第十三章所说的。
Paul also said these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
他说你若是有能说万人的方言
If you can say many tongues
和天使的话语
On the tongues of the angel
你却没有爱
And yet without love
你就像鸣的锣响的钹一样
And you are like a sounding gong and like a cymbal.
感谢主有他的不但有真理在我们身上而且在有恩典在我们身上
We thank the Lord not only he has truth upon us we also have his grace
好让我们不做能像那个鸣的锣响的钹的人
So that we will not be that a clanging cymbal or a sounding brass
当我们把真理带给弟兄姊妹
When we bring forth the truth to brothers and sisters
我们不会让人家受不了
We should not make others feel unbearable
像鸣的锣响的钹一样
Just like that sounding gongs and clanging cymbal.
我们总是能够把爱带进去。
We can bring love forth.
那使徒保罗还说了另外两句话，也很有意思。你看他所说的这每一句话，都有恩典，都有真理在里头。
If you look at the words from Paul, that is quite interesting. It's all with grace and with mercy.
比如说，他说
with truth.
用爱心说诚实话。
He says, speak the truth.In love.
弟兄姊妹，我个人觉得爱心说诚实话是最难的事情。
And brothers and sisters, I think this is the most difficult thing to do, to speak a truth in love.
对我个人来说，有爱心是很容易，可是说诚实话不容易。
And for me, I think it's easy to have this love, but it's hard to speak forth the truth.
得罪了人怎么办？
What if I offended someone?
可是弟兄姊妹，
Yet brothers and sisters,
神的恩典够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
让我们可以在爱心中间说诚实。
So that we may speak forth the truth in love.
那还有一句话他说的很有意思。
And there's another word that another sentence that's very interesting.
他讲到爱的时候。
When he talked about love.
他说爱呢是不喜欢不义只喜欢真理。
Love is not a beareth do not delight in iniquity but rejoices in the truth.
是这里你又看见恩典和真理在一起。
So again, you see this grace and truth are linked together.
使徒保罗他是把主的恩典和主的真理都一起带给我们。
And so this apostle Paul has brought to us this grace and truth together.
我们不能没有原则的去爱。
We cannot love without principle.
那因为爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Because love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth.
所以在这里，我想我就把这个。就暂时放在这里我想请弟兄姊妹就是心里我们心里需要得到鼓励
Let's put this aside first but I think we need to be encouraged within our hearts
我们当我们服侍的时候我们给人家的是什么
When we serve others what are we bringing forth to others
我们给人家的是我们主的他的恩典和他的真理
What do we give others it's the Lord's grace and his truth
我们怎么给人家
How do we give it to others
是在恩典和真理里面恩典 和怜悯里面给人家。
It's within the grace and the mercy we give to others.
我们不要伤了弟兄姊妹。
We do not need to hurt brothers and sisters.
可是我们也不要怕太伤了弟兄姊妹。
And then we also do not need to be afraid that we have hurt brothers and sisters.
因为神主自己的真理比什么都重要。
Because the truth of the Lord is more important than anything else.
你若是这句话说了你觉得伤得太厉害你就分十天说吧。
If you feel that these words will hurt too much, then separate into 10 days and speak in 10 days.
迟早你要让你的弟兄回来。
Sooner or later, you will let your brother come back.
这个是恩典和真理。
This is grace and truth.
好，我们想，我们需要来到今天题目了。
I think we need to come back to the topic today.
那刚才我们所说到的，所读到的这61章、60章还有62章。
So we talked about, we read few chapters 60, 61 and 62.
在六十章里面，耶和华跟耶路撒冷说：“你的光现在来了。”
So in chapter 60, the Lord God said to Jerusalem, "Your light has come."
你以前是被撇弃的。
In the past, you have been forsaken.
以前是没有人要看你的。
Nobody used to look at you before.
现在你要做永远的荣华。
Now you will be the eternal glory.
你要做。万代的喜乐。
You will be the joy for generations.
弟兄姊妹，这是了不起的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is something immense.
谁能够想到呢
？Who can think of it?
以赛亚的时代。
In the time of Isaiah.
不但是北国已经给拿走了。
Not only the northern country has been taken.
南国也已经破。
The southern part
已经破败了。
And the southern part has also been broken.
主让他很清楚地看见。
The Lord has shown him clearly.
有一天圣殿要给烧掉。
One day the temple will be burned.
有一天耶路撒冷城要破了。
One day Jerusalem will be broken.
但是他现在说。
But now he says.
耶和华说。
The Lord God Jehovah said.
说你以前是被撇弃的。耶路撒冷你以前是被撇弃的。
Jerusalem, you've been forsaken before.
以前没有人要看你的。
No one looked at you before.
可是现在。
But now.
你要做永远的。荣华。
You will be that eternal glory.
你有万代的喜乐。
You have the joy of generations.
了不起的事。
There's something great.
好了，等到我们看到读到第六十二章的时候。
When we come to chapter 62.
六十二章那个看他的话怎么说的哈。
Let me see how the words say.
这个有一个人呢，就神的仆人说啊。
And that's the servant of God.
他说我为了耶路撒冷，我不会牺牲的，我不会。Be silent.
For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be silent.
我要让他的公义像光辉发出，人都看见。
So that the righteousness will go forth as brightness, so others can see.
他的救恩如明灯发亮。
His salvation is like a lamp that will burn.
那等到六十二章第六节第七节。
And verse 6 and 7 of 62.
他说我要在耶路撒冷城上设了守望者。
So I have set watchmen upon thy walls.
这个守望者要做一件事。
And this watchman will do one thing.
就我们昨天 Dana 弟兄所说他做的事。
That's what our brother Dana said last night.
他不停地要祷告。
He would pray ceaselessly.
而且要不讲理的祷告。
He would pray without reason.
他不但他自己不停。
Not only he would not stop.
而且他要神不停。
And he would ask God not to stop.
要神做一件事。
He wants God to do one thing.
做什么事？
What does he want to do?
要耶路撒冷成为全地可赞美。
It's for Jerusalem to be the praises of the earth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
神不在乎我们在他面前的祷告是不是那么文雅。
God does not care how elegant is your prayer before him.
他也不在乎我们对他的祷告是不是那么合理讲理。
He doesn't care how reasonable our prayers before him.
他要我们里面有一个迫切的心像他迫切一样。
He wants us to have that urgency in our hearts just like him.
当他的儿女有这样迫切的心在那里祷告叫他不睡觉。
When his children have this heart so earnestly asking him not to be sleeping.
有一个目的。
There's one purpose.
这个目的要让这个破落的这个荒凉的耶路撒冷成为全地可赞美。
This purpose is for this desolate Jerusalem, that broken city, to become the praises of the whole earth.
神的心实在是受到激动。
So God's heart can be stirred up.
他怎么能不做事呢？
How can he not do the perform it for?
巴不得有许许多多的人有这样的祷告。
May many people have this prayer.
所以当这位神的仆人说。我要在耶路撒冷上设立守望者的时候。
So when this servant of God said, I'm going to set my watchman upon the walls of Jerusalem.
有这样祷告的时候。
When he has this prayer.
他能找谁去做守望者呢？
Who can he look for to find to be that watchman?
那些对耶路撒冷不在乎的人可以做守望者吗？
The people who don't care about Jerusalem, can they be that watchman?
不行的。
No, it's not possible.
只有这些剩余之民。
Only these remnant.
他们在世上人看为是渣子。
And they have been seen as straws in the world from others.
不聪明的人。
They are not the smart ones.
但是他们的心和神是连在一起的。
And yet their hearts are linked with God.
神可以差遣他们。
God can send them.
做耶路撒冷城上的守望者。
To be that watchman upon the walls of Jerusalem.
好了，在这两件事情的中间。
So among these two things.
六十章和六十二章的中间。
In the chapter 60 and chapter 62 in between.
他的仆人来了。
His servant came.
叫他仆人来说什么呢？
So what did his servant say?
说神要我做什么事？
He says, what does God want me to do?
所以他这里就说了。
So he said it here.
这里呢，他说了，前一半呢，是跟我们四十二章所读的差不多的。
So the first half is similar to what we've read in chapter 42.
我们没有时间，你要仔细看的话，当然是有不一样，可是基本上差不多。
We don't have time, but if you look in detail, there might be something different, but basically the same.
那么在后一半呢？
The second half
是专对有一些人说的。
It's say to a group of people specifically.
对谁说呢？
Who are they speaking to?
对那些为耶路撒冷悲哀的人。对不起，在西安悲哀的人。
He's speaking to those who are mourning for Zion, or mourning in Zion.
所以前面这一半是对大家说的。
So the first half is spoken to everyone.
后面那一半他是说西安悲哀的人。
And the second half is spoken to the ones who's mourning in Zion.
那当然他中间有一句话。
Of course, in the middle, there are these words.
中间有一句话就是报告耶和华的恩年和神报仇的日子。
And it talks about the days of the Lord's revenge.
Acceptable year of the Lord.
The acceptable year of the Lord.
And the revenge.
And the
day of revenge.
And the day of revenge.
那当然这个我就是稍微提一下，我们就把它放在一边了。那这句话呢，你看，当我们主耶稣来了。
When our Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣在路加福音第四章，他基本上把前面这一段话呢又说了一遍。
And so basically, the Lord spoke these words again in Luke chapter 4.
那所以，当我们主耶稣来的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus came,
那他已经是耶和华的恩惠，他是耶和华的恩年就来了。
He is that grace of the Lord God. He already came.
但是神报仇的日子还是以后的事。
And the day of vengeance is that will come after.
所以大概在路加福音21章还是22章那里。
So in Luke chapter 21 or 22,
那我们主耶稣说，这是他在世上的工作已经差不多做完的时候。
And this is when our Lord Jesus, he almost finished his work on the earth.
他说，神报仇的日子还要来。
He says the day of vengeance of our Lord shall come.
所以这个我就跟弟兄姊妹提提，我们放在一边。
I just mentioned this and I'll place it aside.
所以这个前面一半呢，是说到，其实前面一半说到恩典和怜悯。
So the first half, it talks about grace and talks about mercy.
那么后面一半呢，是专门对这一些为耶路撒冷悲哀的人说的。
And so the second half is spoken to those who mourn in Zion.
那么在说到前面这一半那个，说到他的恩典的时候。
So in the first half, when it talks about his grace.
他说到了释放。
It talks about liberty.
我想我再用一点点时间把这个释放这件事情说一下。I'd
like to spend some time on the liberty.
我们刚才说到了恩典和真理。When
we talked earlier about grace and the truth.
主耶稣说了一句话。The
Lord Jesus said these words.
就是和那个在那个行淫的妇人的那件事情以后。It's
right after the matter instance with the woman who committed adultery.
那主耶稣把他 说你走，不要再犯罪。
And so Jesus told her to go and sin no more.
那在那个事情之后不久，
After that, not long after,
主耶稣说，他说你们要知道真理，真理必定叫你们得自由。
And so the Lord Jesus said that you must know the truth. The truth will set you free.
那真理到底是什么？
So what is this truth?
你知道比拉多说过这句话，真理是什么？
You know, the Pontius Pilate said these words, what is the truth?
真理是不容易懂的事。
The truth is hard to understand.
可是就我看来看去圣经里面。
And yeah, from my viewpoint, looking at the Bible.
真理啊。
This truth.
就是我们对神真正的认识。
It's our true understanding of God.
你若是真正的认识神了。
If you truly know God.
你就摸到那个真理了。
You will come in touch with this truth.
你若是认识我们对神的认识不清楚。
If our understanding of God is confused.
我们对真理是模模糊糊。
It's not clear, then our understanding of the truth is not clear.
我们若是对神没有什么关系。
If we do not have any relationship with God.
我们就要说比拉多说的话。
We will say what Pilate said.
真理是什么？
What is truth?
是不是？
Isn't that right?
那现在感谢主。 当我们真正认识神的时候，
We thank the Lord when we truly know God.
所有事情都解开了。
Everything's opened up.
所有的捆绑都脱落。
All the bondage are gone.
我跟弟兄姊妹做一个见证。
I'd like to give your testimony.
我的母亲，她前几个月主接她去，她93岁。
My mother passed away a few months ago. She was 93.
她是中国受着老教育长大的。
And she grew up under the old traditional Chinese education.
那我们许多年，我和我妹妹，我们都盼望把福音给她。
For many years, my younger sister and I tried to bring the gospel to her.
她也信主。
And she also believed the Lord.
可是呢，这个你要说她真正是很对主、对神很认识、对主很认识，那是没有的。
And if you say that she truly knows the Lord, that's not the case.
我想，你若是知道很多我们中国老年人啊，以前不是就是父母亲都信主的，往往都是这样。
And oftentimes this is the case for a lot of our older generation that grew up in China.
我们小时候在台湾。
When we were little, when we were in Taiwan,
我妈妈照顾四个小孩长大。
My mother raised up four children.
蛮辛苦的。
And she worked hard.
因为那个时候所有的条件都不好。
Well, at that time, all the conditions are not very good.
台湾有许多人只有一点点事。
And there were many people, and there were only limited job opportunities.
所以因为日子不容易过嘛，所以我的父亲呢，他心情也是很不好。
It's hard to make a living, so it wasn't. My father did not did not feel good.
所以那几年呢，是我们现在的人不容易想得到的。
And it's those condition in those days is hard for us to imagine now.
那所以我母亲常常流眼泪。
So my mother would shed tears.
那到了后来，我们从台湾，就是后来情形比较好了，我们母亲也是，她不是常常流眼泪，可是我们见她面，她都流眼泪。
So later on, things got better and improved, and my mother no longer shed tears all the time. But when we see her, she would shed tears.
我们去看她，她流眼泪；我们走，她也流眼泪。
When we go visit her, she would cry, and when we leave, and she would shed tears again.
那讲到许多年以前，开心的事。不开心的事，他也流眼泪；开心的事，他也流眼泪。
So when we talk back on memories, when the good memories, she would cry, and when we talk about bad memories, she would also shed tears.
那我心里很难过。
So I feel sad in my heart.
我盼望我母亲可以从她的悲伤里头出来。
I hope for my mother to come out from her sadness and sorrow.
那后来来到我母亲来到美国。
Later, my mother came to the United States.
过去十多年跟我妹妹住在一起。
So in the last decades or so, I lived with my sister.
我妹妹家她有四个小孙子。
And my sister.
我妈妈有四个小孙子。
My sister has four kids, and my mother has four grandchildren.
不但这样，我妹妹把我妈妈带去他们的聚会的地方聚会。
And not only this, my sister will bring our mother to their meeting.
那个。弟兄姊妹对他很有爱心。
So brothers and sisters showed them love to her.
那后来我发觉一件事情不一样了。
And later on, I found out something different.
以前我给他打电话，他老是哭。
In the past, I used to call her on the phone. She would always cry.
讲到过去的好事、坏事也哭，好事也哭。
We talked about the past things in the past, good or bad. She would cry.
后来慢慢给他打电话，他这个眼泪就少了。
So later on, when I call her, her tears would reduce.
慢慢他开始跟我讲。
And slowly she would talk to me.
哎呀，我昨天我们去聚会了。
And so yesterday we went to the meeting.
在那里碰到这个，碰到这个，碰到这个。
I ran into this person, that person, and something else.
我根本没办法记起那么多名字。
I cannot remember all these names.
我说礼拜二啊，我们一起去，我在参加他们这个老年人的聚会。
And on Tuesdays I go to their meetings for the seniors.
高兴得不得了。
I'm very happy.
慢慢。
Slowly, gradually.
眼泪没有了。
The tears have gone.
我心里很感谢主。
In my heart, I truly thank the Lord, my mother.
那么多年
so many years.
她是过去这件事情捆绑了她
In the past, these things have put her in bondage.
过去
the past
捆绑了她
was her bondage.
我没有办法
I have no way.
我妹妹也没有办法
My sister can do nothing.
我哥哥也没办法
My older brother could do nothing.
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord.
有一天她在弟兄姊妹的中间
One day she's among brothers and sisters.
真正认识神了
She truly went to know God.
真正知道神是谁。
She truly knew who God was.
真正知道神跟他有什么关系。
She found out what relationship with God was.
眼泪没有了。
The tears were no more.
从过去的捆绑里头出来了。
She found freedom from the bondage of the past.
是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主就是这样。
Our Lord is like this.
他可以把我们从一切的捆绑里面把我们释放出来。
He can free us from all these bondage.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
捆绑我，他把我们，他不但是用真理把我们从捆绑里面带出来。
Not only he uses the truth to set us free.
他也用他的恩典把我们从捆绑里面带出来。
He also uses grace to bring us out from the bondage.
你知道吗？我们每个人都怕刑罚。
You know, all of us would be afraid of punishment.
我们常常觉得我在神面前得罪了他。
We often feel that we sinned against God.
感谢主，主为我们，耶稣为我们流血舍命。
We thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus has shed His blood and died for us.
我的罪得到赦免。
My sin has been forgiven.
可是我总是觉得，他还知道我，还记得我以前的罪。
But I often feel that he knows me. He knows the sins that I have committed in the past.
可是感谢主给我们一个东西叫做新约。
And I thank the Lord. He's given us something called the New Covenant.
这个新约是这个人。
New Covenant is this person.
在这个新约里面,
Within this New Covenant,
不再纪念我们的, 他赦免我们一切的过犯。
Within this New Covenant, he has forgiven us all our iniquities.
也不再记得
He no longer remembers our sins.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, something immense.
主把我们从对他的刑罚的这个害怕里面释放出来。
God has set us free from our fear of the judgment, of the punishment.
下回神再对我有一点discipline。
The next time God has some discipline for me,
我知道那个是出于他的爱。
I know it's from His love.
我对这件事情没有惧怕。
I have no fear for this matter. The Bible tells us
耶稣来,
Jesus came.
为我们舍命,
he gave his life for us.
他把那个有掌死权的废掉,
he has gotten rid of the one who is in power of death.
把我们这些一生因为怕死为奴的人拯救了出来。
So he has saved us for us who has been slaved to, of, in the fear of death.
弟兄姊妹, 我们每个人都要死的。
Each one of us will die, brothers and sisters.
但是我们每个人都不必怕死的。
But no one needs to be afraid of death.
在我们真正认识我们主以前, 我们没有一个人是不怕死的。
Before we truly know our God, no one of us can escape from the spear.
但是耶稣来,
But yet Jesus came.
为我们死了。
He died for us.
他战胜了那个掌死权的。
He's overcome the one who has the power of death.
今天你我,
Today you and I no longer need to be afraid of death.
不再因为怕死而为作为这个惧怕的奴隶。
We no longer need to be slaves of this fear.
弟兄姊妹, 我们,
Brothers and sisters,
基督徒,
as Christians,
我们生下来是哭哭啼啼的出来的。
When we were born, we cry.
但是我们死的时候是带着喜乐走的。
But when we die, we bring with us our joy.
世上那些不认识耶稣的人,
In the world, those who don't know Jesus,
他们生下来是哭哭啼啼出来的,
they were born with tears.
他们死的时候是带着惧怕哭哭啼啼地死的。
When they die, they also die with tears and crying and with fear.
这是我们主给我们的释放。
This is the freedom, liberty that our Lord has given us. We thank Him.
那我们读到的这里, 他说那些西安悲哀的人,
So when we read about those who mourn in Zion,
赐华冠给西安悲哀的人,
He will give the crowns to those who mourn in Zion,
代替灰尘,
to give them beauty for ashes.
对, 华冠代替灰尘,
the beauty for ashes.
喜乐油代替悲哀,
the oil of joy for mourning.
赞美衣代替忧伤的灵,
the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫做西安悲哀的人?
What are those who are mourning in Zion?
西安悲哀的人不过就是那些心跟神连在一起的那些剩余之民。
Those who mourn in Zion are the ones, the remnant, who have their hearts linked with God.
弟兄姊妹,我们常常对着恩典这个字把它看得很小。
Brothers and sisters, we often belittle this word of grace.
我们好像有的时候觉得恩典只是为我。
We feel this grace is only for me, for me.
但是恩典不只是为我。
But grace is not only for me.
恩典只是在开始的时候真正只是为了我。
And grace only at the beginning is for me only.
当我们路走上去的时候,
But when we walk on this path,
恩典反而是为了别人。
This grace is for others.
恩典反而是为了被建造。
This grace is for building up.
恩典反而是为了神的见证。
This grace is for God's testimony.
在圣经里有一个字眼叫做 他恩典的道, the word of his testimony, the word of his grace.
In the Bible, there's this phrase, the word of his testimony.
The word of his grace.
The word of his grace.
就是恩典的道, 恩典的话,
the word of his grace.
这个恩典的话在圣经里面, 使徒行传里面出现两次。
And this phrase appeared twice in the book of Acts.
一次呢是在 使徒行传14章,
One time is in Acts chapter 14.
那个是使徒保罗刚刚把福音带到那个地方去的时候。
This is when at the beginning when Paul just brought the gospel there.
许多许多年以后,
Many years later.
在使徒行传20章,
In Acts chapter 20.
那个时候使徒保罗对以弗所的教会的长老有一番话。
And the apostle had these words for the elders in the church.
那个时候他 要跟他们离开了，再不会见面。
At that time, he is going to part with them, that they no longer will see each other.
他说：“我把你们交付给那他恩惠的道。”
He said, "I will give you and trust you to the word of grace."
所以十四章那个恩惠的道呢，是一个基督徒刚刚信主的时候。
So in chapter 14, this word of grace is when a Christian just first believed.
在恩典里面，我们被称义。
In this grace, we've been justified.
在恩典里面，我蒙拯救。
In this grace, that we are saved.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是到后来。
When we come to the end.
恩典的道的要的重点不一样了。
And this word of grace has a different focus.
使徒行传二十章那个恩典的道，他说这恩典的道好让你们可以被建立。
This in chapter 20 of Acts it says this word of grace enables you to be built up.
所以的恩典，当我们在主面前成长的时候，这个恩给我们的恩典是让他的教会，让他的旨意得到建立。
So when we are being, when we grow up within Him, then this grace is allow us to be built up.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，神的恩典果然是为了我。
When we are first saved, then the God's grace is no less for me.
但是许多年以后。
But many years later,
神的恩典给我是好，让我们为了别人。
God's grace is given to me is for other people's sake.
使徒保罗的话叫做说 "To you were," 就说对着神的恩典给了我，是让我为了你们的。
And the Paul says these words that to you this work.
对，那所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要为耶路撒冷悲哀呢
？So brothers and sisters, why should we mourn for Jerusalem?
对，为什么不为我自己悲哀就好了呢
？Shouldn't I mourn for myself?
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，愿意主开我们的眼睛。
Thank the Lord, may the Lord open our eyes.
这是我们要做他的仆人。
If we want to be His servants,
我们必须为耶路撒冷悲哀。
We must mourn for Jerusalem.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said,
在他还是小孩的时候
，When he's still a young child,
他说我必须要以我父的事为念。
I must be mindful of my father's matters.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天做他的仆人。
Today we are His servants.
我们需要以他的家为念。
We need to be mindful of His house.
是不是？他的家若是，里头有喜乐。
If his house has joy,
我才里头才有喜乐。
Then I can have joy with him.
他的家若是满了公义。
If his house is full of righteousness,
我里头才会觉得有公义。
Then I feel I have righteousness inside.
所以这个是，所以主耶稣在这里对锡安悲哀的人有一句话，有一些话。
So the Lord Jesus have these words for those people who are mourning in Zion.
他说以前呢是灰尘。
It says in the past is ashes.
你们总觉得是灰尘。
You feel that's the ashes.
现在不了。
It's not the case today.
我要赐给你们头上华丽的冠冕。
I will give you this crown on your heads.
以前我们里头是悲伤的。
In the past, we have sadness within.
现在有圣灵的喜乐在你们里头。
Now we have the joy of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法时间去说这些事，在圣经里面，帖撒罗尼迦，比如说。
And we don't have enough time to say about this, but in the example in Thessalonians.
对，帖撒罗尼迦前书，他说你们在大患难中间还得了圣灵的喜乐。
The first Thessalonian it says that you will find joy in great tribulation.
患难当中怎么可能有喜乐呢
？How can you find joy within the great tribulation?
喜乐不是从我来的。
This joy is from me.
喜乐是从圣灵来的。
It's from the Holy Spirit.
奇妙的是。
It's wonderful.
我们为了主。
For the sake
在患难的当中
that we suffer
圣灵就把他的喜乐放在我们
and the Holy Spirit places joy within us.
还有一个地方
There's one more place.
大概是罗马书
I think it's in Romans.
他说神的国是什么呢
What is the kingdom of God?
不在乎吃喝
It's not about eating and drinking.
而在乎平安
It's about peace.
还有什么还有圣灵中的喜乐
And the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹什么意思
So what does it mean brothers and sisters?
我们今天
Today,
我们每一次讲到喜乐的时候，都是因为有吃有喝。
Every time we talk about joy, it's because we have something to eat or drink.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
那吃的东西味道不好，也没有喜乐。
And if you eat something that doesn't taste good, you don't have joy.
但是神的话说，我们神的国呀，不在乎吃，也不在乎喝。
But God's word says that the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking.
是在我忘了一个字了，什么字？平安，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
I forgot about one word. There's the peace and there is the joy of the Holy Spirit.
可是无论如何，弟兄姊妹。
No matter what, brothers and sisters.
当我们被神的把我们里面改变。
When God changes us from within,
我们的喜乐就不在乎吃喝了,
our joy is not built upon eat and food and drink. Our joy is built upon the Holy Spirit being satisfied.
当我们看见弟兄姊妹的时候,
when we look at our brothers and sisters,
圣灵在我们里面说,
the Holy Spirit speaks within.
昨天啊, 我在他们家做了一件事,
yesterday, I did something in their house.
你看, 他们夫妇现在不吵架,
see, this husband and wife are no longer arguing.
你看今天早上没吃下饭,
and although I didn't eat breakfast this morning, but your heart's filled with joy.
这就是说神的国不在乎吃喝,
it's about the kingdom of God. It's not about eating or drinking, but about the joy of the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord.
赞美衣,
this garment of praise,
代替忧伤的灵,
it comes in place of the sorrow, spirit of heaviness. You talk about the desolation of Jerusalem.
谁可以赞美得出来呢?
Who can give our praises?
但是主耶稣说,
yet the Lord Jesus said,
他来的时候,
when he comes,
他让我们丢下这个沉重的灵,
he will ask us to throw away the spirit of heaviness.
给我们穿上赞美的衣服,
you put this garment of praise for us.
用姊妹在以赛亚书第24章,
in Isaiah chapter 24,
说到这些移民啊, 渔民啊,
it talks about the remnant.
有一个例子,
there is an example.
这个例子像橄榄树那个被橄榄的被打光了, 还剩几棵,
it's this example of the olive tree. All the olives, almost all of it has been taken down except for a few.
或者像那个葡萄树,
or just like the vine.
葡萄都给人家摘光了,
and the grapes are all taken.
只剩几粒在那里,
only a few of fruits there.
别人忘了,
others have forgotten about it.
他们活了,
but they live.
在这么孤零零的光景里面,
in such a desolate situation.
他说,
he said,
这些人啊,
these people, they will continue to praise the Lord God Jehovah.
这是他们渔民的灵,
this is the spirit of the remnant.
那诗篇里面有一个 43篇, 很, 42篇, 是常常摸到我的心。
Psalm 42, 43, it often touches my heart.
第42章, 我们看一下,
chapter 4, Psalm 42, let's look at it, verse 5.
这里说到一个有悲伤的灵的人, 他怎么可以有赞美衣?
It talks about a man with a heavy spirit. How can he wear this garment of praise?
第42章, 第42篇, 第5节,
Psalms 42, verse 5.
我的心啊, 你为何忧闷? 为何在我里面烦躁? 应当仰望神, 因他笑脸, 帮助我, 我还要称赞他。
Psalm 42, 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
我们知道这可拉是一个很可怜的一个一族。
We know that Korah has went through something sad.
他们以前得罪过神的。
And they have sinned against God before.
神的怜悯让他们仍旧活着。
And God's mercy kept them alive.
许多年以后他们也经历很多。
Many years later they experienced a lot.
对他的我的心啊, 你为什么在里面忧闷?
It says, O my soul, why art thou cast down?
为什么在我里面烦躁?
Why art thou disquieted?
应当仰望神。
Hope thou in God.
因他笑脸帮助我, 我还要 称赞他,
for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Yes, I shall yet praise him.
I shall yet praise him.
那最后在第11节他也说,
in verse 11 he says,
他因为我要称赞他, 他是我脸上的光荣, 是我的神。
I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God.
那弟兄姊妹, 苦难的人,
people in pain, in sorrow.
怎么可以赞美耶和华?
How can they still praise the Lord?
那这42篇第7节有一句很有意思的话。
And so in Psalm 42 verse 7, there's something interesting.
它叫做你的瀑布发声, 深渊就与深渊相应。
So deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们为西安悲哀的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when we mourn for Zion,
当我们心里觉得 何等沉重的时候,
when we feel a heaviness in our heart,
当我们举起我们的脸仰望神,
when we raise our faces to look upon God,
说我没有光荣,
he says we have no shine,
我们没有光荣,
no light, there is no light on us.
但是你是我们脸上的光荣,
but you are the light of our face.
你是我们的神,
you are our God.
你知道吗? 有件事情发生了,
and you know there's something happened.
你跟神里面有一个交通,
there's a communion with God.
这是别人不知道的,
this is that nobody else knows.
深渊可以与深渊响应,
the deep can call unto the deep.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
你知道在, 渔民的历史里面,
know the history of the remnants.
来到, 到后来, 你知道渔民啊, 在历史上有三次归回。
You know the remnants in the history, they returned three times.
是不是？第一次、第二次、第三次。
The first time, second time, and third time.
每一次呢，都成就了一些事。
Each time, some things has been accomplished.
每一次呢，也有极大的苦难。
Each time, there's great tribulation.
第三次呢，是尼希米回来。
The third time is Nehemiah who returned.
因为尼希米在波斯的宫中。
You know, Nehemiah was in Persia.
他有弟兄来跟他说。
And so the brothers who came talked to him.
说我们城墙仍旧是毁灭。
He said, all the walls are still destroyed.
那现在门呢？城门也给烧火烧了。
And the gate has been burnt down.
我们的百姓在极大的痛苦当中。
Our people are living in great pain.
所以尼希米向神祷告。
So Nehemiah prayed to God.
回到了耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷以后
After they returned to Jerusalem,
情形很艰难。
And the conditions are bad.
外面有很强大的敌人。
Outwardly, there's a great enemy.
那里头呢，这些人呢，还有里头的自己里面的首领呢，跟他们有联络。
And within the leaders would still have contact with them.
好不容易的事。
And it's not simple.
可是感谢主，神激励一些。那个时候，在耶路撒冷的百姓和要和尼希米来一起建造那个城墙。
Thank God, God has raised up some people in Jerusalem at that time, and will work together with Nehemiah then.
感谢主，主的恩典与他们同在。
And thank the Lord, the grace of the Lord was with them.
这些城墙可以说已经有一百多年都是毁了。
So these walls has been destroyed for over 100 years.
我们记得他们第一次回来是70年以后，是不是？
We remember the first return was 70 years later.
那从第一次到第三次中间呢，又隔了差不多，可能是有六七十年的光景，七八十年的光景。
From the first to the third return, there are 70, 80 years.
这些城墙已经毁了那么多年了。
And these walls has been destroyed for so many years.
如果容易盖的话，早就盖好了。
It was easy to build up, they would have been built up long time ago.
四周围的敌人不让他们盖。
The enemy surrounding would not let them build it.
每一次波斯王的命令都是很清楚的。
And that's the commandment decree from Persian, the king of Persia, it's very clear.
第一次你来要把殿让你们把殿建起来。
The first time they allow you to build up your temple.
第二次回来，你把律法带回来。你把那个圣殿里面需要服侍的东西带回来。
The second time you bring back the laws and all the instruments you need in the temple.
第三次，波斯王让他们回来把城墙建起来。
The third time the king allowed them to come back to build up the wall.
所以虽然当地和他们自己里面反抗的力量那么大。
Even though the resistance, the force was so great from the locals.
全体的百姓都愿意做耶和华的仆人。
All the people were willing to be servants of God.
52天就把墙盖，把那个城墙做好。
They used 52 days to build up the wall.
我让弟兄姊妹想想，52天是个非常短的时间。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. 52 days is a very short time.
52天做好了。
52 days is all done.
然后尼希米做了一件事。
And then Nehemiah has done something.
那个时候以斯拉在他们中间。
That time Ezra was among them.
感谢主，这两个神的仆人有那么好、那么美好的配搭。
We thank the Lord. These two servants of the Lord, they work together very well.
尼希米和百姓就跟以斯拉说：“以斯拉呀，请你把神的律法再次读给我们听。”
Nehemiah and the people went to Ezra and asked him to again repeat to them God's laws.
那他同时呢，也跟那些利未人说：“利未人啊，你们要把律法的意思要向我们解释。”
And at the same time, they asked the Levites to explain to them the meaning of the law.
所以所有的百姓在那里都听到了，可以明白的人都在那里，都在那里的都听到。
So all those people who can understand were present, and all those who are there heard this.
听到的结果，每个人都哭了。
The result of hearing this, they all cried.
哭了之后呢，这个尼希米还有这些利未人就跟他们说，今天不要哭。
And after they cried, Nehemiah and the Levites told them, "Don't cry today."
今天是主的圣日。
Today is the holy day of the Lord.
是耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹为什么哭呢？
Brothers and sisters, why do they cry?
因为过去的历史
Because in the past history,
过去我们受的灾难,
all the pains and persecution,
过去我们这一辈子的无能,
all the strength that we don't have in the past,
神的律法里面, 神的书里面都向我们解释了。
And in the book of God and the laws, they all explained it to us.
当他们听到这些东西的时候,
when they heard these words,
当他们明白这些东西的时候,
when they understood these things,
当初呢感动但以理祷告的灵就到他们的里面。
At the beginning, that touching, the prompting of the Spirit in Daniel was in them.
当初那个感动这个以斯拉祷告的灵也到他们里面。
The Spirit which prompted Ezra, now the Spirit is with them.
那当初感动这个尼希米不断的祷告，为主这么样忠心，哭泣的灵也到他们里面。
And the same spirit who touched Ezra so that he cried and prayed for them, that same spirit now came upon them.
他们也可以像他们前面这些人，前面过去的这些人一样，他们心里在神面前痛悔。
Now the hearts were just like the ones came before them. Now their hearts are filled with repentance.
我们和我们的祖宗都错了。
We've been wrong as our ancestors. We sinned against you.
你这样对我们是对的。
It's right for you to treat us the same.
现在在你的公义里面，
within your righteousness,
在你的怜悯里面，
within your mercy,
你不但带我们回来，
not only you brought
us back, 你还让我们把这个城建起来。
Now you let us build this wall up.
主啊，我们实在感谢。
Lord, we truly thank you.
这个时候，
at this time,
耶和华心里喜悦了。
The heart of the Lord is joyful.
为什么耶和华喜悦呢？
Why does he find joy now?
我的百姓最终明白了。
My people now finally understand.
他们以前不明白。
In the past, they did not understand.
但是他们现在明白了。
Now they do.
从现在开始，我可以把我心里的话说给他们。
From now on, I can speak to them the words in my heart.
从现在开始，他们可以了解我为什么当初那么心痛。
Now they can understand why I felt so bad at the beginning.
感谢主，耶和华的心喜悦了。
I thank the Lord. The heart of God is joyful.
当耶和华心喜悦的时候，
when the heart of God is delighted,
百姓里面充满了。喜乐。
The hearts of the people also feel this joy.
所以耶和华的喜乐就成为他们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is their strength.
没有几天，就是这个所谓的祝棚节。
Not many days later, that's the feast of the tent.
祝棚节大家在一起。
When they are all gathered together,
住在一起。
They all live together.
回想耶和华的恩惠。
They think back to the grace of our Lord God.
他们就在一起祝棚节。
They have this feast together.
一面过祝棚节。
At the same time, they
一面还要听神的话。
At the same time, they listen to the word of the Lord. They will not get tired of the word.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
从约书亚的日子到今天,
from the days of Joshua until today,
没有过过这样的祝棚节。
They have never celebrated a feast of tent like this.
有一件事情, 神的心这么样喜乐。
God's heart is filled with joy.
这过去一千年没有看见的。
It's never been seen the last 1,000 years.
有一件事情让神的百姓的心得到激励。
There's one thing that encouraged the hearts of the people.
他们可以喜乐。
They can be joyful.
他们可以赞美。
They can praise.
过去一千年都没有这样。
It never happened in the past 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当然。
Of course.
后来。
Later on.
尼希米以后的时间，马拉基以后的时间有400年，神没有说话。
After the time of Nehemiah, after the time of Malachi, there for 400 years, God did not speak again.
以色列光景如何？圣经里没有明说。
And the condition of the Israel, how it was, the Bible did not clearly state.
可是我们从福音书里面看到，当主耶稣来的时候，那个时候以色列人在堕落到宗教的光景里面，就是这样。
So when we look at the gospel, the books of gospel, then we see that how the people have fallen to the condition of with the religions.
一面讲起来是一个可惜的事。
On the one hand, we say it's shameful.
是不是？那主带他们经过了这些，给他们里面有一个耶和华的喜乐，成为他的力量。后来呢，也又落到宗教里头去。
It's such a shame that God has brought them to this time that they have find joy within the Lord, and then they have fallen again.
可是无论如何。
But no matter what.
这么许多年的痛苦，
For all the pains of all these years,
最后百姓明白了。
In the end, the people know.
最后耶和华的心喜悦了。
So in the end, the Lord God find joy.
最后他们可以在一起。
In the end, they could all be together.
有一个祝棚节是一千年没有的。
And this is the feast of the booths that has never happened for 1,000 years past.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们心里不应该灰心。
We should not feel discouraged.
我们心里应该得到鼓励。
We should feel encouraged in our hearts.
是不是？
Shouldn't we be?
我们下一辈如何我们不知道的。
We don't know what happened to the next generation.
正像尼希米记第八章里面这一个 generation, 他们下一个 generation 是如何不在他们手里。
Just like in Nehemiah chapter 8, they know this generation, but the fate of the next generation is not in their hands.
下一个 generation 又堕落了。
The next generation fell again.
可是没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
在他们这个 generation 里面。
For their generation.
他们成为神忠心有见证的仆人。
They become the faithful and servants with testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
愿意这些事情成为我们的鼓励。
May these things encourage us.
那些不为锡安悲哀的人,
those who do not mourn for Zion.
神要给他们华美的冠, 这个,
those who,
而不是给他们灰尘。
Those who mourn in Zion, God will give them beauty for ashes.
要把他们从悲哀里面带出来。给他们有圣灵中间的喜乐。
Bring them out from the sadness of sorrow and give them joy of the spirit.
把他们从沉重的心里面带出来，让他们能够赞美。
And so they bring out from the spirit of heaviness so that they can praise.
当他们赞美的时候
，When they praise,
他们的心和耶和华的心中间又有一个深处中深处的交通。
And in the depth of their heart, they have this communion with God's heart.
好，这是前三句话。
These are the first three sentences.
那后面呢?
So the later part.
这位神的仆人就说,
This servant of God said.
他说我要把这些人,
He said,
都做成生命, 都做成公义树。
He will make these men to be trees of righteousness.
这些被为锡安悲哀的人,
Those who mourn for Zion.
我要给让他们都成为公义树。
That they may be made into trees of righteousness.
这些公义树是耶和华所栽的。
And these trees are planted by the Lord God.
是为了耶和华的荣耀。
As for His glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们常常看见我们自己，我们觉得这样的不配。
Oftentimes we look at ourselves and we feel that we are so unworthy.
这样的软弱。
So weak.
我们看看我们四周围的弟兄姊妹。
We look around at our brothers and sisters.
我们也觉得软弱。
We also feel weak.
我们也常常觉得不像样。
We feel that we are not in any shape.
我们看见远处的弟兄姊妹。
We look afar to those brothers and sisters.
远处的神所拯救的人。
And those who have been saved by God.
我们觉得何等的可惜，何等的无望。
We feel hopeless. What a shame this is.
但是这一位神的仆人来说。
And yet this servant of God says.
只要你是为锡安悲哀的人。
As long as you mourn for Zion.
我要让你成为公义树。
I will let you be the trees of righteousness.
这个公义树呢是耶和华栽的。
And these trees are planted by the Lord
God. 这个公义树呢是为了耶和华的荣耀。
And these trees are for the glory of our Lord God.
换句话说。
In other words.
他不但要使我们每个人。都成为一个公义树。
Not only he will make each one of us to become a tree of righteousness.
而且这个公义树呢，要彰显耶和华的荣耀。
And these trees of righteousness will manifest God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常，我们现在做父母亲是学到一件事情，不能让这个儿女啊失了志气。
And as parents, we need to learn one thing: we do not let them lose their heart. Their ambition.
Lose their heart.
Lose their heart.
对，你有三个小孩。
We have three kids.
你说你对两个小孩说，你们都是没用的，算了，我以后不，我的希望不放在你身上。
You tell the two of them, well, never mind, you'll be useless. My hope will not be in you.
我们今天爱儿子的儿女的都知道，我们不该这样做。
We know that today as parents, we shouldn't do this.
感谢主，耶和华神对我们，他的仆人对我们。有这么高的一个盼望。
We thank God and His servant has such a high expectation of us.
这是我们所想不到的事。
This is something we cannot think of.
你看那个外面的这个加州的这个红木。
You look at the redwood trees in California.
这个在我们洛杉矶不容易看见。
It's hard to find in Los Angeles.
你在这里，你看树长得那么高。
But here, you look at how tall these trees are growing.
这个就是耶和华，这个、耶和华的仆人要我们成就的。
And this is what the servant of God wants to make.
这些树呢都是活的。
These trees are alive.
那这些树呢，它今年掉了叶子，明年又长。
And these trees will shed the leaves this year, but next year they will grow again.
那这些树呢，不需要房子来盖它们的。
And these trees you don't need to be built up or buy houses.
你今天可以下雨。
Today it can rain.
昨天可以刮风。
Yesterday it could be stormy.
有一天可以下雪。
Windy or another day snowing.
这个树还在。
This tree will still be there.
打雷、闪电，这个树还在。
Lightning, thunder, the tree will be there.
而且有些树啊，它是很活得很长很长。
And then there are some trees will live for a long, long time.
我们在世上的日子，不过大概都大部分人不会超过一百年。
And we live in this earth, in this world, maybe most of us will not live past 100.
但是有一些这些树呢，是有几千年。
But some of these trees live for thousands of years.
你去那个 Sequoia Park， 你就看那些树，三千四千年。
You look at the trees in Sequoia; they have 3,000, 4,000 years old.
摩西在的时候，这个那一棵树就在。
When Moses was alive, that tree was there.
连亚伯拉罕在的时候，那棵树也可能就在。
And even when Abraham was alive, maybe that tree was there.
了不起的是。
There's something amazing.
这些树啊。
These trees.
讲到我们的属灵生命。
It talks about our spiritual life.
这里说公义树，不是说到我们这个身体。这说到我们的属灵生命。
These trees of trees of righteousness is not talking about our physical life. It's talking about spiritual life.
我们在世上的日子不过一百年。
Our times in this world is only 100 years.
但是在神的眼里面，在他的旨意的里头，我们的日子没有限制。
In the eyes of God, in His will, in His purpose, that we there's no limitation.
神的仆人，他的儿子，就要把我们这些人做成这样的公义树。
God's servant, God's son, His servant, He wants to make us into these trees.
所以弟兄姊妹，你绝对不能把你自己看得太小。
So brothers and sisters, do not belittle yourselves.
你绝对不能把自己看得没有盼望。
Do not deem yourself as hopeless.
当然，我靠我自己没有盼望。
Of course, by ourselves we have no hope.
但是这是神的仆人做的事，不是你我做的事。
But this is something the servant of God will do, not done by you or me.
感谢主，我们需要在他的面前伏下来。
We thank the Lord. We need to bow prostrate before the Lord.
那么，这个树叫做公义树。
So this tree is called a trees of righteousness.
我前几天我曾经想了一想，因为我那时候想，我怎么能让我自己成为一个公义树呢
？So in a few days ago, I was thinking, how can I make myself to become a tree of righteousness?
那既然我是主的一个仆人
，Since I am a servant of the Lord,
我怎么让别人成为公义树呢
？How can I make others as trees of righteousness?
有没有什么五件事情我可以说说，好让我自己可以做公义树，让别人可以做公义树呢
？Maybe there are a couple of things that I could do so I can make myself this tree of righteousness and help others to be.
我想了一天没有答案。
I thought for one whole day and I have no answer.
我想了第二天也没有答案。
I thought for the second day and there's no answer.
后来我知道。
Later on I know.
当我看看我自己里头。
When I look at myself within.
真是像这个以赛亚书六十四章里头所说的，我们的公义啊，都是污秽的衣服。
Just like what it says in Isaiah 64, our righteousness are just like filthy rags.
没有一件可取的。
Nothing that can be saved.
稍微能够给人家一点帮助的。
Anything that can provide helpful for others.
稍微给让我自己心里面有点满足的。
Anything a little bit that can satisfy my own heart.
都是因为主耶稣的生命在我的里面。
It's all because the life of our Lord Jesus within.
所做出来的一点点。
That the little that I have done,
或者是说影响的一点点
or the little effect that I have.
所以弟兄姊妹，你自己回去想想。
So go back and think about it, brothers.
我想你会同意我的。
I believe you will agree with me.
在我们身上一无良善。
Upon us, there is no goodness.
没有一点出于我的东西可以给别人做帮助。
There is nothing that come out of me can be of help to others.
当然，我们这些跟随主的人。
Of course, we as followers of the Lord.
我们有这样的分辨。
We have this discernment.
普通的人不会有这样的分辨。
And ordinary people would not have this discernment.
可是感谢主，这是真理。
But thank the Lord, this is the truth.
当我们看见这件事情的时候
，When we look at this matter,
我们就回来求主给我们他的公义。
We come back and ask the Lord to give us His righteousness.
你知道公义是不一定不容易有的。
You know, righteousness is something not easily obtainable.
约伯说过一句话。
Job said these words.
大概是约伯第九章。
In Job chapter 9.
大概是第一节。
About verse 1.
约伯是四千年以前的人。
Job existed 4,000 years
约伯说,
ago. Job said,
在神的面前怎么能够成为义呢?
Job said, how should man be just with God?
义不是那么容易能得到的事。
This righteousness is something not easily attainable.
这个在痛苦的人，在痛苦的中间。
This man in pain and suffering.
别人都一直说他是敬畏神，远离恶事。
And other people will say that he is in fear of God, but depart from evil.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
That he has a fear for God and depart from evil.
可是他自己心里觉得。
But within his heart.
谁能在神的面前成为义？
Who can be just before God?
所以弟兄姊妹，你我的感觉没错的。
Brothers and sisters, your feelings and mine, that's not wrong.
这历史上那么久以前的人都是这么说的，都是那么感觉的。当他们想过以后。
And the man from the long ago history, he thought the same way.
那只是个人。
That's personal.
团体也是一样。
It's the same way corporately.
我们所读的但以理书第九章。
We read Daniel chapter 9.
他就说主啊，你在一切事上你是公义的，我们是羞辱。
It says, Lord, you are righteous in all things, and we are shameful.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这不可能的情形之下。
Under the impossible situation.
神让我们的公义成为可能。
God allows our righteousness to become possible.
他差遣他的儿子来。
He sent his son.
靠着主耶稣基督。
By the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有盼望。
We have a hope.
我们有路走了。
We have a way out.
主的话告诉我们。
The Lord's words tell us.
是因为他的恩典，我们可以称义。
It's by His grace that we have been justified.
因为我们的信心，我们只相信他的儿子，我们就可以称义。
By our faith that we believe in His Son, that we are justified.
所以，因为耶稣
，because of Jesus，
我们有个地位。
We have a position.
我们有一个被称义的地位。
We have this position justified by faith.
好了，光给一个地位是不够的。
Of course, just a position is not enough.
那不但这样呢？他还给我们一个潜在的一个 potential.
Not only this, he gives us a potential.
他把他的一个生命给我们。
He gives us his life.
所以在哥林多前书大概是第一章还是第二章告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians, it tells us in 1 chapter
1, 2. 让基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
God makes him unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
对，神让他的儿子成为我们里面的公义。
God allows His sons to become our righteousness.
你我原来没有公义的。
You and I did not have righteousness.
现在神的儿子的生命到我们的里头。
Now the Son of God, His life has entered into us.
就给了我们一个 potential.
He gives us a potential.
我刚前两天我到的时候。
When I arrived 2 days ago.
William 来接我。
Brother William came and took me.
他满脸跟以前不一样。
His face was different from before.
好像很喜乐。
It seems to be really joyful.
我问他怎么回事啊。
I asked him what happened.
女儿是不是生孩子了？
And did your daughter have a child?
两个月以前生了一个孩子。
2 months ago, she had a kid.
是不是两个月以前？
Is it 2 months ago?
两个月以前生了一个孩子。
2 months ago, she had a kid.
小 baby 生出来的时候。
When a baby was born.
生命在他里面。
This life is in the baby.
你看到那个小 baby.
You looked at the baby.
他有一个 potential.
There is a potential.
做是一个 full-grown person.
To become a full-grown person.
当他长大的时候。
When the baby grows up.
像他妈妈。
Just like his mom.
像他的爸爸。
Like the father.
不得了的事情。
Something amazing.
所以神不但把我们放在一个公义的地位。
Not only God places on the position of righteousness.
把一个 potential 放在我们的。
He also gives us a potential.
把他儿子的生命放在我们里面。
He placed the life of his son within us.
让我们可能成为公义。
So that we can, it's possible for us to become righteous.
不但这样。
Not only this.
在他的儿子里面。
Within his son.
他带我们走一条路。
He brings us to walk on the way.
这条路叫做靠信心的路。
And this is the way of faith.
罗马书第一章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 1 tells us.
神的公义。
God's righteousness.
要在一件事情上显明。
Will display on one thing.
什么事情上显明？
What is this that it will display?
就要叫我们的生活里面从信到信。
So from in our lives, you will see it's from faith to faith.
今天我们靠着信心走了一步路。
Today by faith we took one step.
我应该跟我的丈夫 生气的，我有一百个理由跟我丈夫生气。
I should be mad with my husband. I have 100 reasons to be mad with him.
但是主的话告诉我，我要我的态度上要顺服他。
But yet the Lord's words told me that in attitude I need to be obedient, submissive.
我凭着信心接受。
By faith I accepted it.
我不跟他生气。
I would not be mad with him.
两天以后。
Two days later.
又做我觉得他不该做的事。
Oh, he's doing this again. Something
我又要生气。
I want to be mad.
但是我记得。
But yet I remember.
上回
last time,
是我的主告诉我。
It's my Lord who told me.
我不应该跟他生气。
I should not be angry with him.
我又不生气。
I know I will not be angry again.
一个礼拜之后
，A week later,
他又来了。
Again,
我又要生气了。
I'm going to be mad again.
我又想起来。
I'm reminded again.
我的主
，My Lord,
在他的恩典
，Within His grace,
在他的怜悯里头
，In His mercy,
带领我走一个信心的路。
He is bringing me on this path of faith,
让我不跟他发脾气。
So that I will not lose my temper with him.
我给他一条路，我不跟他发脾气。
I give him a way out. I will not be mad at him.
感谢主，这叫做从信到信。
This is what's called from faith to faith.
在我们这个路的上
，In this way,
你就发觉神的公义就让慢慢让我们 reveal from faith to faith.
And God's righteousness will reveal with us from faith to faith.
神的公义就让我们在这样的经历里面更一次一次看见。
And God's righteousness will allow to see time and again.
当然，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们是受不了的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, sometimes we cannot bear it.
他太不讲理了。
He's truly too much.
我一切的忍耐都用完。
I have finished with my patience.
感谢主，有圣灵在我们的里面。
We thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is within us.
圣灵要成就我们不能成就的事。
The Holy Spirit will accomplish what we cannot by ourselves.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
差不多第九节还是第十节。
About maybe verse
9 or
10. Let's turn there. Romans chapter 8.
好，第八章，我们第九节哈。
Verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属于肉体，乃是属于圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不属基督。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
感谢主，有一个基督这神儿子自己的灵住在我们里面。
There's this Christ, the Spirit of God's Son.
然后第十一节
，Verse 11，
就是有一位呀、啊，那一位是叫耶稣从死里复活的，意思就是说那个父。
And there is one who allowed Christ to come from the dead, and that is the Father.
这位父亲的灵，神的灵。
The Spirit of Him, that is of the Father.
他要做一件事。
He will do one thing.
要让我们从死里面活过来。
He will raise us from the dead.
怎么做呢？
How does he do it?
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们里面，那叫耶稣从死里复活的，也借着这个灵，叫你们从死里复活。
Verse 11, But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
我丈夫太不讲理。
My husband is truly unreasonable.
一次、两次、三次我都学功课。
One time, twice, three times I learn my lesson.
现在这一次太不讲理。
Now this time that's just too much.
我受不了。
I cannot bear it anymore.
爆发。
I will blow up.
感谢主，圣灵在我们里。
I thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is within me.
当我们不行的时候。
When we cannot do it any longer.
那要耶稣死里复活的，也叫我们。从死里复活。
The one who raised up Jesus from the dead will also raise us up from the dead.
感谢主，我们基督的生命又从我们出来了。
We thank the Lord, the life of Christ will come out from us again.
我不这样的生气了。
I will not be mad.
当然。
Of course.
主会做一些事情。
The Lord will do something.
要让他知道真理。
So that he can find the truth too.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
当我们在主面前伏下来的时候。
When we bow prostrate before the Lord.
我们丈夫在主面前也伏下来。
Our husband will also submit before the Lord.
哦，可能这种事情要好几次的。
Maybe it will happen multiple times.
因为这丈夫反正都是不讲理的。
Because husbands, as they go, they never reason.
可是他是拗不过神的。
But he cannot go against God.
当我们在神服下来的时候。
But when we submit before God.
你知道我们的主，他的灵就要在他的身上做事。
You know, our Lord, His Spirit will work upon him.
他有一天醒悟过来。
Then one day he'll wake up.
His
heart will praise the Lord.
我太太以前不是这样的。
My wife was never used to be like
that. 我太太以前是暴跳如雷的。
My wife used to blow up all the time.
现在不一样了。
Now she's different.
怎么回事呢？
What happened?
主啊，你既然在我太太身上能够这样做。
Lord, since you were able to work on this, my wife.
主啊，对不起，你让我看见我以前都错了。
Lord, I'm sorry that you allow me to see that I was wrong before.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我们不能的神能。
We cannot do, but God can.
就是在这样的情况之下，我们被建造成为一个公义树。
Under such circumstances, we've been built up and edified and to become those trees of righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我需要把我们让在主的手里。
So brothers and sisters, we need to allow ourselves to be put ourselves
in
the hands of the Lord. We do not have righteousness.
他要让我们成为义。
He allows us to become righteousness.
那弟兄姊妹，你看弟兄姊妹，你看你四周围的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, look around you, your brothers and sisters.
这个公义树不是在那么老远。
These trees are not far away.
这公义树就在你旁边。
These trees are right next to you.
他现在不是公义树。
He's not a tree of righteousness right now.
对不对？我看他什么都不对。
I see everything wrong about him.
可是我心里应该有主那样的怜悯的心。
But in my heart, I should have the Lord.
我心里也有主，也应该有主那样对他百姓的期望。
I should have just like the Lord this expectation about His people.
他说要他的百姓每个人都成为公义树。
He said He wants each one of His people to become trees of righteousness.
那我要为我旁边的弟兄或者姊妹祷告。
I'll pray for my brother or sister next to me.
我要在我的主面前谦卑匍匐。
I'll humble before my Lord.
我也要在我的弟兄、我的姊妹面前谦卑下来。
I need to be humble before my brother or sister.
主要帮助他成为一个公义树。
The Lord will help him to become a tree of righteousness.
我要在这件事情上不成他的绊脚石。
I will not be a stumbling block on this matter.
感谢主，这就是主要我们做的事情。
Thank the Lord, this is what the Lord wants us to do.
哦，我剩下我想说一点，我想不必说了哈。你仔细看这个，在弟兄姊妹，给我五分钟好不好？
Can you give me five minutes? Just 5 minutes.
哥罗西书里头有一句很有意思的话。
In Colossians, there is something interesting.
那个是主耶稣，那是主耶稣做的事。
That's what the Lord Jesus did.
我们看一下。
Let's look at it.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
Colossians 1 verse 21。
这是讲到有一个人呢、啊，就是主耶稣自己哈。
It's talked about a man. That's the Lord Jesus Himself.
这是论道，这是保罗论道我们主耶稣。
This is what Paul said about Jesus.
说你们从前与神隔绝，因为恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他就是耶稣，借着就是神，对不起，神借着基督的肉身受死。叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，无可瑕疵，无可指责，无可责备，把你们引到自己的面前。
Verse 21, and you there were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled us. He is talking about the God in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
这句长长的话说什么呢？
So what are these long words talking about?
就是神要借着基督，要把我们做成无可指责。
That God is going to do this work that through Christ to make us into this unblameable.
圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责。
Holy, unblameable, unreprovable.
把我们放到神的面前。
So we can be placed before God.
对，那个我们中文叫做引到神面前，英文是 present.
And we can be presented to God.
就我们人不像样。
We are not in any shape.
但是这个基督要把我们做成像样。
And yet, the Christ is going to do the work to mold us into the way presentable.
不但像样，而且是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Not only presentable, but holy, unblameable, and unreprovable.
把我们可以放到神的面前。
So that we can be presented before God.
你看。你所要的公义树现在在这里了。
So you see, this is the tree of righteousness that you want. It's right here.
这个工作不只是耶稣主耶稣的工作。
This work is not only the work of Jesus.
也是使徒保罗的工作。
It's also the work for the apostle Paul.
也是使徒保罗和他的同工的工作。
And also the work for Paul and his co-workers.
我们看第一章二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
我们传扬他， 是用诸般的智慧劝解个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
Verse 21, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
所以换句话说，保罗说我们，就是他和他的同工。
In other words, the Paul says we, that's him and his co-workers.
他说我们要用各样的智慧劝诫个人，要把每一个人都在基督里来带到神的面前。
He says, in teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
你看，这就是你所要的那个公义树。
You see, these are the trees of righteousness that you want.
好了，这是保罗。
This is Paul.
那他的同工呢？
How about his co-workers?
我们第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
有一个神的仆人叫做以巴弗。
And there is a servant of God called Epaphras.
第四章第十二节。
Verse 12.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安。他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Perfect and complete.
It's perfect and complete.
在神一切的旨意上, perfect and complete.
In all the will of God, they stand perfect and complete.
以巴弗也是一样。
Epaphras is the same.
他要把他四周围的弟兄姊妹。
He will allow the people, the brothers of surrounding him.
带到神的面前。
They bring them back to before God.
说主啊，你看，这就是你所要的公义树。
He said, Lord, these are the trees of righteousness you want.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
若这件事情是主耶稣的工作。
This is the work of our Lord Jesus.
若这件事情是保罗的工作。
This is a matter, the work of Paul.
若这件事情是保罗同工们的工作。
If these are the work for the co-workers of Paul.
若是这件事情是仆人以巴弗的工作。
If this is the work for the servant Epaphras.
你我这要做神的仆人的人。
You and I who wants to be servants of God.
这是不是也是你和我的工作呢？
Isn't this also the work for you and me?
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
下回我们看见我们的弟兄姊妹。
Next time we look at our brothers and sisters.
你要看见说神要把它做成一个公义树。
You will need to see that God will make this person a tree of righteousness.
我跟大家说一个小故事。
Let me tell you a small story.
以前我在我信主不久。
And after I believed in the Lord, not long after.
感谢主，我很爱主。
I thank the Lord. I love the Lord.
慢慢心里有个感觉。
And slowly I have this feeling.
就是我爱我的主人和我主人的家。
That I love my master and my master's house.
这个是《生命记》大概第十六章里面那个希伯来的那个男孩他所说的话。
And this is from the book of Deuteronomy, the Hebrew boy, that's the words that he said.
是我爱我主人和我主人的家。
I love my master and his house.
可是后来我失败了。
But later I failed.
有一阵子是好几个月的时间，我在其他地方跑来跑去，就是不愿意回到那个聚会的地方。
And there are a few months that I was running around outside. I just don't want to go back to that meeting place.
我可以到东一个地方聚会，西一个地方聚会，到处乱跑，就是不愿意回到原来的地方。
I would go to the east or to the west, different places together, but just not go back to the place I were worshiping.
有一次我回来。
One time I returned.
中午大家在吃饭。
Lunchtime, we're all eating.
那时候我们中午吃饭就每个人拿个盘子，就是自己找个地方坐下吃饭。
So we used to just take a plate and get some food. We'll sit down in one place.
我回来心里不是很开心的。
When I returned, I wasn't feeling very happy.
我结果一个弟兄来。
There's a brother who came.
这弟兄说，他说彭弟兄啊。
This brother told me, Brother Peng.
他说 ，We miss you.
He said we missed you.
回来聚会吧。
Come back and worship with us.
我是。一句话没说。
I didn't say anything.
然后他看看我不理他，他走掉。
And then he thought that I wasn't chatting with him, so he left.
但等到我看四周围没人看见的时候。
When I saw that there's no one looking at me around.
我就把那盘饭子丢到 garbage can 里头去。
I threw my lunch away in the garbage.
吃不下。
I could not eat.
可是到今天。
Until today.
每一次。
Each time.
我
想起我这个弟兄。
I remember this brother.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我记得他说的每话里面每一个字。
I remember every word that he said.
当然我后来没有离开他。
Of course, I didn't left that place. I did not leave that place.
我回到他们中间去。
I returned to them.
可是弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, brothers and sisters.
人都有软弱的时候。
There will be failures.
我们都有跌倒的时候。
We all have our time of failure.
但是你总是要像我们主一样。
But we should all be like our Lord.
给别人再一次机会。
Give them another chance.
因为他的目的。
Because his purpose.
需要让我们每个人都成为公义树。
Each of us to become trees of righteousness.
祷告。
Pray.
主啊，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with our hearts.
因为你从来不放过我。
Because you never let us go.
我们感谢你把我们爱你、爱你的见证和爱你的教会的心放在我们里头。
We thank you for you placed in us this love of the love for you and love for your church.
让我们可以和历世历代的这些渔民一样。
So we can be just like the remnants of all the ages.
为锡安悲哀的人。
To become the mourners for Zion.
主啊，我们不算什么。
Lord, we count for nothing.
可是主，你的心从来没有改变。
Lord, but your heart has never changed.
你要让你的锡安。
You want for Zion.
你让他的荣耀发出。
That you allow his glory to come forth.
让他的公义发出。
You allow his righteousness to come forth.
你要让他的公义发光。
You will let his righteousness shine.
你要让他的他的救恩像明灯。
You allow his salvation just like a lamp burning.
你从来没有放过你的教会。
You never let your church go.
你从来没有放过你的见证。
You have never let your testimony go.
你也从来没有放过我们这些人。
You have never let us go.
给主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你自己的话，你自己的灵激动我们的里面。
May your own spirit, your own word stir us up.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.